Hello, my dear. Happy welcome to this greatest global meeting specifically designed for you, wisdom and understanding. And you know that scientists find out that human beings could use just 5% of their potential because another 95 is came from God. And this is all our meetings about. We are in global prayer chain to mobilize heavenly world to help us, as you know, God helped Newton with the apple, others with the businessmen get ideas how to make business, and all others, how they break through, how they find Android and other develop their phones and the iPhone and all of this. All of these ideas, extra idea, extra came from God directly because He is the source of all the energy and the wisdom and everything what is on the world. So let's praise God in this global peace forum, the Uniting People Organization, to pray 1 minute at 7 p.m. local time for peace 2027, to finish this ideal world of true love and happiness. There were so many miracles in our meeting, and you will experience the substantiation of the Holy Spirit in our meeting. Just stay till the end. We will have powerful quotes, powerful music, and also powerful prayers across the globe, here online, live. So happy welcome, subscribe the channel, share this message to billions. More blessings and the presents are below the video. Let's go with the powerful music, sing along, and let's rejoice together with God as these meetings are in direct presence of God. Okay, breath in your life to the suffocated hills. If you have any difficulties, happy welcome to our meeting. And let me go with further with the powerful quotes from the Messiah coming, words of God, from the philosophy of peace. These are the recent words, so you may experience the Holy Spirit and God right now, right here. Let's go. Religion must transcend the nation and even the world. It serves on behalf of absolute God to influence the world to go His way. Religions in the position of subject partner teach the truth in order to influence and transform all the systems, customs, nations, tribe, and even the blood ties that make up the fallen world. In religion, there should be no East or West. There should be no trace of Satan, no trace of divisions or prejudices on the level of the nation, people, or tribe. All religions should aspire to the one nation, one people, and one land. Only in this way can the eternal, everlasting, and sole sovereignty of God be established. In such a nation, people are centered on God as the children of his direct lineage, that people follow his commands, and the nation is governed under his royal authority. The system in that world is neither democracy nor communism. Yes, it's heavenly kingdom. Happy welcome, so powerful quotes to build peace. And let me go with a global prayer chain and invite Selena from US. Happy welcome, Selena. Can you say a powerful prayer for peace?
Thank you. Let's pray, children of God. Father Jesus, we have come this morning, this afternoon, this evening to say thank you for bringing us this far. We thank you for the food we eat and for the air that we breathe. It's by your grace that we are here. Help us to see the world through your eyes without dividing lines. Help us to lay aside our class and skin, our background and race, to know our shared humanity, to see a brother or sister in every face. Help us to wear forgiveness, to lay down our pride and pain, to seek first, to understand. Lord, may peace and reconciliation reign. Help us to feel your compassion so we can freely forgive. May we wave new trends of grace and cause tears of hope to live. Help us to play our own small part with acts of kindness and of care. May we arise as your children and seek out what is just and fair. Cause us to make new bonds of trust with neighbors near and far, and so to fashion a world with a world where peace comes to earth in this hour. We thank you that, Father, you will help us to operate in love and peace. I thank you for everyone on this prayer line. I know that whatever that we pray for, you have answered our prayer already. We praise and glorify your holy, matchless name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So powerful prayer. Let the wall borders between nations and all others fell down. Yes, all nation and religion and people live together in one global family. So let me unite together and invite Irina. Irina, can you pray now? Happy welcome. Let's mobilize heaven world and listen Holy Spirit. God direct prayers.
Thank God, humankind, who created us in peace and love and in harmony. May his name be praised. Our dearest heavenly parents, we love you so much. Thank you for today. Our blessed parents of heaven and earth and all humankind, we are always with you. Thank you so much, our Lord Jesus Christ, beloved, because you are the foundation of all our faith here on earth, especially in the world of Christianity. Thank you so much for the life that you gave up for all humankind. And we are grateful. We understand things now because our two parents have come and taught us so much that we didn't know in the Bible. So we are really lucky to live at this time where we can understand and live for the sake of others and do things for God. Thank you so much. We are anxious to have peace by the year 2027. God, let it happen. And we know it will happen. Thank you for my brothers and sisters who come every day to pray for peace. Peace, peace, and let peace be with us always. Thank you. I love you all, and may God bless us all. I want to report my prayer as Edna Rutanji of the Blessed Central Family. Adieu, adieu, adieu. Amen, amen, amen.
Adieu, adieu, amen, amen. Thank you very much, Irina. Let's try to invite Elia Gisemba. Can you pray now? Elia. Gisemba, can you pray now? Happy welcome. Okay, let's invite Om Parkash Gautam. Happy welcome. Long time. Please say a powerful prayer for peace. Gautam, hello. Can you pray now?
God, Jesus, blessing to everyone and everywhere. Jesus, I pray to Jesus, give the peace, not peace.
Yes.
Thank you so much, everyone, sister and brother.
Yes. Yeah, thank you very much. Powerful prayer. May God help us and Jesus. Amen.
Excuse me, sir. Please pray for me and my family and for my country.
Absolutely.
Also.
You are from India, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, great. I love India. So powerful, love
nation.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah, pray for you, for your family.
You welcome to my India.
Yes. Namaste. Okay, Namaste. Let's invite Manuel. Manuel, can you pray now? Manuel, can you pray now a few minutes? 2 seconds. Manuel? Manuel, hello. Can you turn on microphone and pray for peace 2027? Okay. Dr. Emmanuel, I know you have a difficult network, but maybe you could pray. Emmanuel? Okay, so seems like everybody who have some network, they pray already. Please join my prayer too. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you alive here. This blessed day, you bless us to meet at this concrete meeting, global meeting. Pray for peace 2027 and for all 8 billion people on the earth, for each one, that Holy Spirit would impart wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Dear Heavenly Parent, you bless us to came across the globe and pray for this great cause as you inspire us in the Bible to pray for the sick. So we came here and pray for brothers and sisters who are suffering so much. As we read the Messiah's incoming words today, we understand that there is so difficult time we live. Unfortunately, instead of heavenly kingdom, there was done hell on earth, and we see how this hell is expanding with the wars and all of these fightings on the news everywhere. Heavenly Parent, but we see that all you children, all 8 billions, even those who are fighting in the wars, they want peace. And peace is achievable by 2027 because this is predestination for all 8 billion plus people. Otherwise, they will never think about peace and they will not have hope. So this is the greatest hope that we have in this concrete meeting. Heavenly Parent, I came now and pray for representative of humanity whom you sent to this meeting, for Dr. Emmanuel in Malawi, for Elada Gisemba, for Irina in Uganda, for Grace in Uganda, and Manuel Mukke, and all of them in heavenly Africa. For Prakash Gautam in India, and for Selena in USA, and I'm in Europe, dear Heavenly Parent, Utyan and Julian. I pray that you could bless all of us who came here. Bless it abundantly, that we could open our hearts and share this big blessing that you share to the world right now in this concrete meeting. We understand that you send the Messiah's second coming, only God's Son and only God's Daughter, the socialization of the Holy Spirit, and they build the heavenly kingdom already. The 12th year on the earth at right now is not somewhere, is not inside, it's just everywhere. And dear Heavenly Parent, let this kingdom be inherited by all Advent Past people on the earth. Let them all receive salvation and be free from sin. Let this big system that Messiah is coming build to purify the spiritual world and the physical world from sins be working even more accelerating. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you live here. Our Heavenly Parent, we was separated from our Heavenly Parent, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, but now the Messiah is coming. They open the era of direct presence of God without any trace of sin. And therefore we pray, please help us every day, every hour, second, to be in tune with you, to be 24 hour in Zenith with God and receive this greatest true love culture that we feel here in this concrete meeting. Let me receive it like a sun, like a light non-stop, that it this light of the Messiah's coming could purify us. We feel this fire of the Pentecost as the Messiah's coming came and bring this Pentecost at second time. It was the parallel in the Jesus time. Dear Heavenly Parent, let this Pentecost really resurrect the lives and heal the wounded souls of the brothers and sisters globally. All of us, dear Heavenly Parent, we are so sorry that history was so painful, but and also because there were so many wars, you don't plan anything of this. We as your children, we was allowing in the past to fight, dear Heavenly Parent, but now enough is enough. We want to choose peace, just peace, absolute goodness, without any trace of sin. This is possible, and let it be. Let we be really be Homo sapiens, wise people that could understand what is evil, what is traps, all of these traps of wars, love out of marriage, and all of this fighting, and all of this corruption and stealing. Let it purify from the world, and purify all these relationships between people, absolute pure and absolute clean planet to pass to our descendants by 2027 to purify all of this. Enough is enough. There was so many difficulties on the earth and now is going, but let it purify. Let it purify every day, every hour, every second. Heavenly Parent, really give us your wisdom as you was giving to prophets there in the history till now. And now we have there just recently you, only God's Son, only God's Daughter, the Messiah's coming. They came and bring your word, and it is final word, and it is resurrecting life. And there is so many miracles around the globe. Thousands, ten thousands, hundreds of thousands of people getting healing, getting Holy Spirit, socialization of the Holy Spirit. And they get all of this salvation and blessing, blessing, even blessing marriages, and there even is heavenly countries and heavenly continents. Let it really go on earth with a full speed, accelerating full speed every day, every hour, every second. Let thy will be done. We pray for this, dear Heavenly Parent. I came to bring this short report. Pray for my brothers and sisters who are here online, those who watch this video. Give them wisdom and all, everything what they do. And dear Heavenly Parent, I really pray that all of you, brothers and sisters who joined here, who share this video, to be blessed with finance and also real money to lead you providence, and also concrete, real great God's work to do, to meet the prepared people. Please help us. There is billions of people around the world, but you prepare some prepared people to meet with us and finish the kingdom. Let them meet us. We are broadcasting 24 hour. Your message here, the Happy TV news channel, and let it share the world. Let it bring the true happiness to every human life. And once you establish it, it never go astray. Dear Heavenly Parent, please receive this day as a pure offering, everything what we did, and lead us tomorrow to do even more, after tomorrow even more, and even more every day, every second. We are so happy to meet you, our real Heavenly Father and Mother, here right now, right this concrete meeting, through the Messiah's incoming words, and living with us, and let we go together and do much more tomorrow. Please receive this short report, I pray. And my name is Nicolae Cărpălă, Santa Plus Family. Adieu, amen, amen. I want to invite Manuel. Can you pray few seconds? Because we have just a few seconds for the meeting. Okay, Manuel is busy. Elijah, can you pray? Elijah. Elijah from the Kenya. Pastor Elijah. Yeah, Elijah, Gizemba, can you pray now? Yeah, seems like network problem. Okay. Let's invite now our sister Grace from Uganda to say a powerful prayer for peace. Grace, can you pray now?
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity that you have granted me to pray. Let's pray, dear brothers and sisters. Our precious heavenly parent, our dear beloved true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind, our dear Lord Jesus Christ, absolute good spirit, our absolute good ancestors and absolute good angels, we are calling you this evening to come and fellowship with us as we share our heavenly parent and our true parent's word, the word of unity, the word of peace, the word of love, where we can live together as brothers and sisters. Heavenly parent, we are searching for your way. Ever since the fall of man, there has been a lot of sadness, a lot of pain, a lot of conflicts in this earth, Heavenly Parent. Not until your children have been appointed by you and worked so hard to ensure that peace is realized. Heavenly Parent, through all the central figures, King of Kings, we want to thank you that you could be able to find them and they could be able to accept your responsibility to guide us and direct us through their work, through their books and the messages that they left behind. Now, Heavenly Parent, we are so lucky that we are living in the era after the coming of heaven, together with our true parents. Heavenly Parent, we thank you for keeping them alive, for keeping them to fulfill your will by giving us a word that can unify us together as brothers and sisters across the globe. Heavenly Parent, we unite together, irrespective of religion, irrespective of race and everything. So we come under one umbrella, the umbrella of our true parents, the umbrella of your word, of the truth. Please help us to accept this word. Help us to follow this word. Help us to share together as brothers and sisters. Help us to unite in heart. Help us to understand you as our heavenly parent and know what you want from us and be able and guide us to fulfill it. Heavenly Parent, we are so really grateful that we can pray together. This has never happened before, but now globally we can unite and say one prayer and say one message and share one word. This is what you've been waiting for, Heavenly Parent. We are truly grateful this evening. We pray that Heavenly Parent, you bless everyone on this platform. Bless their families, their businesses, and their work, Heavenly Parent. Bless their nations and resolve all the conflicts, Heavenly Parent, that are in their nations, Heavenly Father, so that King of Kings, your amazing abundancy can fill their homes and their families, and together we can live in harmony. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Heavenly Parent. Bless everyone. I would like to report this prayer on behalf of brothers and sisters on this forum in the precious name of our true parents. Adjo. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Grace. So powerful prayer. Time will be done. So good to be together, all brothers and sisters, Holy Spirit and God. Yes, meet you tomorrow, same time, same place, to do this great devotion and mobilize Heavenly World Father. Let God help you to have good health, good wealth, everything what God may give you. Yeah, see you tomorrow. Don't come alone, come with your friends and family and everyone. Even to you presidents and prime ministers, everyone to rejoice God together, living God.
Amen.